The Michigan Supreme Court is about to have a political hot mess dumped on its lap.
The court will decide whether voters will vote on an overhaul of how Michigan draws new legislative and congressional districts. Are
you ready? I am Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics. The redistricting ballot question.
The group Voters Not Politicians has submitted more than 400,000 petition signatures to get the question to amend the state constitution before voters in November.
Right now, redistricting is done by the state legislature. The last two times, it has been controlled by Republicans in Michigan.
The Voters Not Politicians campaign wants that job to go to an independent commission.
But first, the Board of State Canvassers, that's the group that okays putting questions on the ballot, has to say, okay.
It's been held up by the board's Republican chair, who won't put it on the agenda without a court ruling on a legal challenge.
But a ruling came down on Thursday.
And the Michigan Court of Appeals said the ballot question meets the legal requirements and the four-person bipartisan board should approve it for voters to decide in November.
But the challengers now plan to go to the state Supreme Court. And that puts the justices, two in particular, in an awkward position.
Michigan's political parties nominate candidates for the state Supreme Court, and the parties and their allies spend a lot of money in these court races because there is a lot at stake.
Like, at this very moment, this redistricting question.
Republicans and the Michigan Chamber of Commerce have formed a group to oppose the redistricting ballot drive, and they know their best bet to beat it is to stop it from reaching the ballot in the first place.
Their last best chance now lies with the state Supreme Court, which has a 5-2 Republican to Democratic majority.
Two of these Republicans are up for election this year, and they are getting campaign money from an influential business group that is also opposed to the redistricting ballot question.
Craig Mauger is with the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. He lays this all out in a piece published this past weekend in Bridge Magazine.
And it says how the committee challenging the redistricting proposal has received $185,000 from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The chamber is also raising money to support the election in November of Republican Justices Curtis Wilder and Beth Clement.
But first, the two justices must be nominated by delegates to a state Republican convention, and they risk alienating those conservative delegates if they don't rule to block redistricting going to the ballot.
So party-nominated justices are going to be asked to weigh in on this most partisan of issues, drawing district lines.
Now, judges, they can recuse themselves from cases where they have a conflict or might appear to have a conflict.
But it's each justice's own decision whether to step aside.
And justices almost never do that. And it seems unlikely to happen here, where every justice has some level of partisan interest. But we'll see if anyone feels like maybe they have to.
And if I have to go, will you remember me?
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.